And away we go. It is Friday night. Friday Night Live here on WWGH Radio. Friday, March the 20th. 2020, 13 minutes past the hour. We'll be live here on the air for the next 2 hours, joined in studio by Abby Krollman, soon to be joined by Michelle Whitaker, sitting in tonight for the program. But as you know, we have all been dealing with the coronavirus here in Ohio. Today, Governor DeWine announced the first death in Ohio from the coronavirus. And here in Marion County, we now have the first diagnosed case of coronavirus. To help sort all this out, we are so glad that she is taking time out of her Friday night to join us. She is the Marion Public Health Commissioner, Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. What's life been like since this kind of erupted 10 days ago?
It has been kind of organized chaos, I guess. Pretty hectic and kind of on our toes all the time, but working our plans and kind of going through the process. And we've got a great group of people at the health department, so whenever one of us starts to get, you know, a little bit anxious, the rest are there to kind of calm you back down. So that part has been really good, but yeah, it's been pretty hectic.
Tracy, I think we all thought and knew eventually it would come to Marion County. The cases are growing. Can you kind of take us through what you're able to take us through with the case that was diagnosed today, or announced today, I guess I should say?
Well, we do have a 66-year-old man who was confirmed today, and that really wasn't a surprise for us. The amount of testing that has been done in Marion has increased, so we knew it was just going to be a matter of time before one came back positive. So for us at the health department, that just means that we are in communication with that person, making sure that we're monitoring their symptoms, getting lists of people they've been in contact with, close contact with, speaking with them, making sure they know what to do. So our nurses and our epidemiologist have been busy today doing that kind of stuff, and they will continue to monitor the actual confirmed case and their contacts for the next 2 weeks.
Mm. This person is not in the hospital, is that correct?
Right.
Right. How do we keep from panicking? Because of social media and things of that nature, immediately today when it was announced, it seemed like there was a little bit of a panic.
Yeah, I kind of felt that too. I could see that on our Facebook page in particular. And I think that when it finally hits home and you see it in your own newspaper with your own town's name on it, it makes it more real, and sort of that panic washes over you again, like it sort of has at different periods throughout the last few weeks. But people just need to kind of take a deep breath and relax and remember that we have probably had cases in Marion for at least a few weeks. And so it doesn't really change what the rest of us should be doing. We have been expecting it at the health department. Doctors have been expecting it here in Marion. And so, yes, it is a lab-confirmed case, but we have a lot of people. I can't tell you the number of people, but we have a lot of people around Marion whose doctors have recommended that they self-quarantine because they most likely have it. So this just kind of, I think, puts that fine point on it when you actually hear, oh, wow, there is a lab-confirmed case. But really, it's no different than it has been the last couple weeks.
Tracy, you talked about the testing that's been going on. Do you have kind of a roundabout number about how many people have been tested in Marion?
I don't. They're not required to report that to us. So we don't get those numbers at the health department. We only get it, the number confirmed case, the lab confirmed case. So I can't tell you, but I feel like in conversations that I've had with the hospital, they have seen where they've been increasing their testing over the last several days in particular. But I don't have a number.
I know it's impossible to know this, but in a county, 65,000 people roughly, how many cases do you think we might see by the end of this so people aren't so panicked? What could it rise to? Or do we just have no idea at this point?
We really have no idea. I think Cuyahoga County, where it first started, is up to somewhere in the 50s for their cases. And not saying we're going to get that high. That's a much bigger county, but so I can't even hazard a guess. You know, we could have an outbreak in one area or one family that had close contact, and there you could have 20 cases, but they could all be mild and, you know, pretty asymptomatic, and it would look like a really high number, but it wouldn't be severe. Or we could have one more case and it be a very severe case that, you know, with a fatality. You just don't know what's around the corner.
The 66-year-old person who is diagnosed, obviously we want to respect their privacy, but knowing that they are not at the hospital, would we venture to say this is not a severe case?
Yeah, I think that, you know, they're obviously not in the ICU or anything like that, so they're able to be at home and just write it out, so that's great news.
What is the best thing to do? What advice could you give us right now? Grocery stores are still open. We come in contact with people there. There are some businesses that are still open. What's the best way, if we don't have it, we think we don't have it, to stay not having it?
Well, the first thing is to minimize your risk of exposure. So, yeah, the grocery stores are open. So there's really, if Kroger's looks busy, there's really no reason to join that crowd. Wait until they're less busy before you go in. If you're going into some place where you're going to have to sign a credit card receipt or fill out a paper, take your own pen with you so that you don't have to use the pen that's been touched by everybody else. So the simple thing like that can really go a long way. When you get home from wherever you've been, make sure you wash your hands really, really well. That will help you keep the spread from going into your eyes when you touch your face and things like that. And then just stay home as much as you can. That's the number one thing that you can do to help combat this for your family and for everybody else, is just stay home, stay calm. Make sure you are have, you know, your food and things like that. Visit the restaurants that are open. Get carry out and bring it home for dinner. Watch a movie and just kind of hunker down.
One of the big problems with this, Tracy, has been the panic that we have all seen. And one of the uncertainties we have all talked about is we don't know when the end will be or when we will start to go on the downhill slope. And I know nobody can predict that at this point. But being what we've seen and what we know, would you venture a guess? I mean, they've tried to reschedule voting for the beginning of June. You would think that would be at, we've heard May from Columbus. What do you think as far as a timetable here?
Well, I see where they're going with peaking at the end of April or beginning of May. That's what you've seen sort of in other countries that are ahead of us on this. So if we peak, let's say we peak at the very beginning of May, we still have to go down the slope then. So we're still going to have cases, we're just not going to have as many. So it will take a certain amount of time to come back down the curve to where we're at safe levels. And then there will be a period of adjustment because we don't want to come all rushing back into our normal lives, still have some active cases, and then spark another outbreak. So they're going to have to come up with some methods to reintroduce us gradually. And not saying very gradually, but a little bit taking our time on that. So I'm going to guess that we're still going to be seeing the effects of this probably August, September. Now, maybe not at nearly where we are right now, but I think we're still going to be dealing with it even that far out.
The biggest changes to our life, I think, have been the restaurants closing, not having social activity. Could that possibly break before August, or does that all follow suit? Yeah.
No, I think, and this is just me kind of guessing and what I've been reading, so it's not, I don't have any inside information from the Ohio Department of Health or anything like that, but I can see everybody gradually starting to get back to work and things like that, maybe June, July, and then kind of slowly opening more and more things up, because I think they're going to have to take their time a little bit and make sure, okay, we open this sector, do we get a spike in cases? Okay, no. Now we go to the next sector. Are we getting a spike in cases? You know, I think they're going to have to watch it a little bit.
Tracy, one thing I want you to say, because I've heard this and I've heard the governor say it, and for some reason it keeps getting lost in all the information that's being put out in this. Yes, this is something you don't want to get. Yes, it's worse than the regular flu. But there will be people who get this who don't even know they have it, who just need to stay at home if they are showing symptoms. It's not a death sentence that people are making it out to be. Is that correct?
Yeah, for the majority of us, we may be completely symptom-free. So we won't have a cough. We may not have a fever or even be able to notice that we might have a little bit of a fever. And we'll go on with our day, but we're carriers, and so we could spread it. It's highly contagious, so we could spread it to somebody. The next person we spread it to, it could be life-threatening for them. But for the majority of us, even if you feel like you have it, what will typically happen is you'll feel like maybe you have a fever of 100 degrees or 100. 0.4, which is the cutoff for staying home. If you have a fever of 100.4, you need to stay home. But you won't really feel that bad. What we want you to do in that situation is just stay home. If it's something you normally, if you felt a little cruddy but you wouldn't go to the doctor or the emergency room, then don't go now. Assume you have it and just stay home. But if you start to feel more severe symptoms, then that's when it's time to call your doctor, and they'll guide you through the process of whether you should go to the emergency room or not.
Tracy, I have one final question for you, because I think one of the things I'm thinking of right now, we have one person diagnosed. They live here, we believe. Obviously, they've come in contact with other people. I would think that's going to mean more diagnoses as the days go on. How do we stay calm, relax in that situation as the numbers go up? What advice would you give?
I think just, you know, kind of keep yourself focused on what we were just talking about, the fact that most of us will just have mild symptoms. So even as those numbers start to increase, and they will start to increase in Marion, the majority of those cases are going to be recovering at home, which means they basically have cold-like symptoms, a cough, a fever. And so they're just staying home and recovering. And that's for the majority of us, that's what's going to happen to us too. So you don't have that death sentence just because there's cases in Marion. You just kind of have to take a deep breath and realize that I'm still okay. And I probably will be okay through this whole thing. It's going to be scary, but as long as I'm staying home, washing my hands, sanitizing things, I'm probably going to be okay.
Tracy, I cannot thank you enough for calling in on a Friday night on what I'm sure has been a very busy day, and I hope you stay in touch with us, and we'll stay in touch with you, and hopefully we
Absolutely.
Can continue to get the information out.
Okay, that sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tracy. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
And again, that's right from the horse's mouth, as they say, Tracy Kinsler, Marion Public Health Commissioner. Boy, Abby, let's bring you in here. Couldn't be a more... I knew tonight was going to be an important show, and boy, right off the bat, there it is.
Yeah, she had great information.
Great information. We have one case in Marion. The person is not in the hospital. They are at home. They're 66 years old. We know who they've come in contact with. We're testing those people. Tests have been going on. The numbers are going to go up.
Right.
I saw your face when she said July, that this might, the closures might continue through July or August. What does, that has nothing to do with the illness, that has to do with people's lives.
Right, that's scary. I mean...
Is that scarier than the illness in your
opinion? It is. If for what I do in my day job, that's so concerning. I mean, I have these parents that won't be able to go back to work. I know that they're doing, you know, lots of help for them, but I just don't think it's going to be enough.
The government will have to step in. If the government continues, I know we're getting some kind of payment. They're working on it. You don't have to file. Well, you don't have to file your taxes till July now, I think, is the thing. So there is that. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about getting to your accountant. It is unprecedented.
The payments from the government, that's amazing. You know, the $1,000 and, you know, plus per each kid. But that's really not going to even last you a few weeks. That's not going to last. If you have to pay rent, I mean, that's going to be groceries. You know, that's just not a lot for these people that have to go back to work and have a family.
But if you're paying rent, I would believe eviction is a process.
Right.
And at this point, I would think there'd be no judge in the world, if your reasoning is, I have no money because I can't go to work, who's going to rule on the side of eviction? And I would even find it hard to believe that a landlord would even try to waste their time filing that case at this point.
I mean, I don't disagree, but it's still that slope of getting behind. You know, these bills are still going to catch up at some point. Just because they're not going to shut your water off and they're not going to shut your gas off or electric, that's still adding up. I mean, that's scary to kind of a way to dig yourself out of now. And we're looking at 3 or 4 months down the road.
And we're only 8 days in.
Right. We are just starting this.
It's exhausting. You know, and it's strange because this is not a hard job. But to be honest with you, it's more exhausting to do this job during this thing because it's a lot of information. It's changing every day. It's coming at you all the time. And I just think, listen, Tracy just found this out today. I contacted her after 3 o'clock today, and she took time out of her Friday night to call in. It's people like this and people like the mayor, who has also been in close contact with me, who, by the way, next week will start doing a weekly spot on here every Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday morning through this, which I guess could be July or August, Mayor Scott Schertzer will be with us. If it's not in person, it will be by phone every Tuesday morning from 9:30.
Wow.
9:30 to 10. So that'll be every Tuesday starting this Tuesday with the mayor. Now, and Tracy, we may get a regular spot with her at this point.
She was very knowledgeable.
How informative. Did she make you feel better? She made me feel better.
She made me feel better.
Yeah.
She did. I haven't really been panicky through this whole thing. I've been more panicked about work and you know, how this is affecting jobs and the economy. I've been more concerned about that than I have been the virus itself, which I've heard that from a lot of people.
Well, here's the thing about this. We're not going to talk about this all night long.
We're done.
That was it.
You got
your information. We got our education. We got our information. We don't need to say any more.
We're tired of it.
Well, you know what? It's oversaturation. And if we continue to do that, people are going to get overwhelmed.
It's just depressing.
It's depressing, but it's fine.
Yes. Sure.
It's fine. And I earlier on today when Jeff was on, I really enjoyed that at the end of the broadcast, people were calling in and just saying thank you for not talking about this all morning. And we're not going to do that tonight either.
No.
You got the information. If you want any more information, let us know.
Great.
We'll tell you, and that's it. We're moving on to something else. I'm about to chastise you for something, and I can't do that in the midst of what just went on.
What did I do?
We're also joined in studio by Michelle Whitaker tonight. Michelle, how are things over at Stewart's?
Busy.
And you didn't bring me any pizza or chicken sandwich. I couldn't get any hamburger meat today.
We don't have pizza.
But you could have swung by Little Caesars or something.
You didn't ask.
Oh, I should have.
You bringing have to ask. Scott, I'm not a mind reader.
Bringing Scott food is a given.
That's
we
a given.
Know
yeah.
This by
yeah,
now.
I did get my own drink tonight.
Sorry, we were really, 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 really busy.
Which is awesome.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to have to get over that. I have not come, and I want to come and like sit in my car and do the regular thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you hear any of that interview?
No,
that's okay.
Busy.
No, it's just it was. I think it was important, and just your opinion, and then we're moving on. One case in Marion today. One person dies in Ohio. Does it mean anything to you at this point? Besides, we're sorry.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was expected.
It was.
Right.
But still, panicked people when it came across Facebook today. It was immediate panic from people.
But it didn't panic me.
Good.
Because
that's what we don't need.
It was expected.
We saw it coming.
I mean,
and there's going to be more.
We're not that special that it wasn't going to hit Marion.
No, and it could be a lot, as Tracy said. If it was a family, there could be 20 cases.
I really wish though they would track the number of tests they give to see how much.
I'm sure somebody
negative.
Is. You know, maybe just they're not.
They weren't
so
required
it was a
60, to report it.
6-year-old.
66-year-old, and they're not in the hospital, so it's not a severe case.
Okay.
And you have to assume he probably got that right because of his age. You know, like
could be.
He was still only testing like high risk.
Could be.
Patients.
We don't know, and that's the thing. We don't know, and that's the unknown of this. But you know, if we're all staying home through July, get a book.
That's amazing.
Get
that's
a few
what she
books.
Said. She can see this coming. Like,
through July.
Like, you know, we'll be introduced slowly back into normal lives.
Oh, boy. You know, I really don't want to be open in November at Stewart's.
Well, but you're staying busy, so you'll be able to close at the same time.
We are staying busy. But, you know, you just got to take it. It's kind of like, honestly, if people knew really what went on in this world, you'd just never leave your house.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. But let's talk. Done.
I know. What do you want to be about? What do I do?
You don't want to talk about that on a Friday?
No, yeah, I don't want to talk about that
we're
anymore.
We're done with the corona today.
We did it. We did our bit. We're at 32 minutes past the hour. The two-hour live program tonight will be on through 10 tonight. What I do want to talk about is, first of all, you scared me this tonight coming in the building. This is what she thought amazing. It was so funny.
I love scaring people. I do this at work all the time. I do it at home to my kids. It was the best, and it was not even planned with
the door downstairs is locked. So I get a message from Abby. She's really late, like she always is.
Not even late.
When you're doing a show, you're supposed to come like 10 minutes early for show prep.
And we were going on at 8:10.
Yeah, but you told me you had topics, and you clearly do not have topics.
Well, I didn't tell you. I said I would look up stuff. I would like look at.
So why didn't you respond?
I did like a Google.
It's the view again. We're talking at the same time. No crosstalk.
Stop. I Google current events, but then what is there? There's coronavirus, and you look up other current events, and it's like other countries' coronavirus.
So she doesn't have topics. Now you think a normal person would say, hey, I didn't find anything. Then I would have actually done some work for tonight's show.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
have.
I would have. I'd plan that little thing.
Like this.
In any event, she sends me a message that the door is locked and she is here. So I didn't have my glasses on because I was doing something. And so I go downstairs because I want to get her in. I want to stand outside. And I notice when I walk, I see her car down there. So I walk over to the door, but I didn't see her. And I thought, this is strange. Where is she? Because I can't see her in the car. So where is she? So I open up the door to stick my head out the door, and she's like right there on the outside of the door. And never said a word, never knocked on the window, never said hey.
I thought you were looking right at me as I was looking back. But you just couldn't see because you didn't have your glasses on?
No, well, it's dark, and you were also on the...
It was absolutely
Yeah, the reflections
hilarious.
Are bad in there because the yeah. lights are on.
He jumped
in. Oh, gave me a heart attack.
That's funny.
Don't do that to people. No, I didn't say boo or anything.
But you were... See, it was because you were texting.
No, I wasn't. I was looking up topics.
Yeah, I bet you were.
I truly was.
I did lock the door.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. I didn't appreciate that. Letting you know that that was awful.
Now that I know how much you don't like scaring, I will do it all the time.
No, that's frightening. I don't like that.
It is scary. That's happened to me at my house before when they're like in the back door, but the kitchen lights were on. I couldn't see the reflection, and all of a sudden there's this face staring at me.
And she apparently just thought I was an idiot. Because I couldn't see it. But you know what? When you see somebody's car and you don't see them in the car and you don't see them, mm-hmm. Maybe something happened. So when somebody's standing right there, you think, well, maybe it's the hatchet person standing right outside the door. And maybe I shouldn't have unlocked this door.
That's
maybe
right.
I should have done something else.
So next time when this happens, I'll be like hiding around the corner for
you
to walk out
awful.
And check on me.
Awful, awful,
could
awful.
Be a purge.
It could be. That was an awful thing. So that's my bone to pick. And also that you don't have any topics. That ticks me off.
I looked up topics. I did.
I told you last week that this show went downhill.
Here's the thing.
Because of no topics. And here you are showing up yourself with no topics.
This isn't my show, Mr. Spears. This is yours.
Yeah, but when somebody guests on the show, like Tracy, she came with information. God bless her heart.
Because she has
it's a, not her show either.
Thing. That was, no, but she, you, it was a point to talk to her about this. We needed the news.
Uh-huh. You know what we're going to talk about? We did a podcast last night, and we're going to finish up the conversation, because I continued it this morning, about things people don't do, because this kind of ties in, but yet without talking directly. No, don't sigh.
He's directing this right back
at you. Of course, right at you, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, because I think people need to hear this. Mm-hmm. Forget, just let's say we're all going to be at home through July. So here's the deal. People have to do something instead of wasting this time, because you're never going to get a vacation like this again, planned or unplanned.
That's true.
You need to take the time to do something productive that maybe heretofore you have not done. And a lot of people are not living out their dreams. They're just living a normal life, which is fine. Normal life's okay. I don't blame anybody for living a normal life. But find something. Let this teach you a lesson that money is not the most important thing in the world, because right now it's health. It's certainly not money. And number two, that you don't have all the time in the world, which is also kind of a side effect of this thing. So what are you two going to do in the next 4 months to get... Because I know you both have aspirations to do other things than what you're doing. You don't have to say what it is. It's not like a bad thing, but I'm not going to say what it is because maybe it's a surprise. But you two, what are you going to do? And I'm directing this at everybody listening. What are you going to do? What are you going to do to make your dream happen so when we're all able to go out and eat again in August, we can all say, boy, we got this together.
Are we closing? I'm confused.
She's still going to be working. I mean,
I'm working.
Busy.
You're working, but you can still... There's going to be...
Are you kidding?
No, it's going to ease up at some point.
It doesn't.
It will.
No, we're always busy.
You'll have a moment.
I have
in the morning or
I
at night.
I have three kids at home,
you're,
too.
You're not going to be taking any kids to sports. You're not going to be going to any ball games. You're not going to have any extracurriculars at all. So life is going to be a little slower than it normally would be. No 4th of July, no Father's Day, no Mother's Day. It ain't going to happen this year.
Mother's Day.
No Easter.
I'm going to tell you, I work on Mother's Day. I work on Father's Day.
It'll happen, but the busiest restaurant day of the year is Mother's Day, and it's not going to happen this year.
It will at Stewart's.
Memorial Day, forget it. Graduations for colleges aren't going to happen. Graduations for high school are not going to happen. So we're going to have some free time. It's awful, and I wish it wasn't that way, but it is so. Mm-hmm. So now that we have this time, which is the point, what are you going to do to make your dream happen? And also be thinking about this at home. Go ahead.
I'm going to work.
I'll be honest with you. I did sit down today for about an hour, and I wrote. I pulled out my stuff on my laptop.
Look at you.
Because everything I do online, so that when I go to it, I can, you know, easily edit or go back and see what I wrote. I like to leave it sit for a couple of days and then go back and figure it out. And it's been longer than a couple of days this time, but I did go back, and I have a whole other piece to submit to, you know, the place that has published some of my other stuff, so that's exciting.
I didn't do it.
I wasn't sure. I want to go back and like read it tomorrow and see if I'm happy with it.
But. You know, when I write in a note. I write in a writer's comp position. I have like literally 15 of them full. I like to write it out sometimes. Most of the time.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I like to write it in cursive first.
Everybody has a different style.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
So, what are you going to do? And don't give me the time thing. What are you going to do?
I haven't thought about this so long.
Well, no, you just don't. It's just you're going to do something. So what are you going to do?
Oh, like writing?
Yeah.
I'm going to write.
Are you?
Probably
really?
Not.
No, see, why not?
Because I'm really busy right now.
Right now. But we're talking between now and July.
If I don't get busy, I'll update you.
Don't you want to succeed at this?
I do.
Because now I'm going to ask you every day.
I already have it written.
So it's done. So what are you going to do?
It's not done. It needs edited.
Listen, there's going to be a lot of publishers and a lot of editors who have a lot of spare time on their hands right now. This is a good time to get that thing out in the mail. The mail's still running.
Who said July? I came in late to this.
It was on
Tracy. That's her best guess.
Tracy.
Kinsler.
With the health department was on first.
Okay.
I know you weren't here for that. But
yeah, I'm really lost.
But that's why we're saying July.
I'm still working.
So am I,
but, you know, the afternoons are a little less busy than they used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine aren't.
They will be. Mm-hmm. Things are going to ease up a little bit. This cannot go on forever that way. It won't. People right now, it's been 8 days? Yeah, 8 days since the closures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, last week was the first day.
Yeah, Friday.
School, yeah.
I'm busy all summer, though. Like, I'm always busy.
She'll have time this winter. She'll have some time on her hands.
So what are you going to do in the winter?
I'm the owner. You're busy when you're the owner.
I'm not saying you're not busy. I'm just saying if you wait for the perfect time, it's not going to come. So how are we going to work this out?
In the winter.
No, because you have already got this thing ready to go.
Right. So, like, I can edit. Like, I can read and
there you
edit.
Go.
And then, you know, get it typed in and do a form for you. And then you'll just
It's all typed.
Oh, I thought you said you wrote.
Look at this.
Well, no, I wrote it first and writer's... It's all typed out.
So why don't you just drop it in an envelope and send it to somebody?
On my little flash drive.
Okay, so...
I need to go back through.
Get to Office Depot one morning. They're still open. Mm-hmm. And get it out.
Okay.
No, I want you to do this. I want you to find five...
I printed it out before.
Okay, five publishers. Find five publishers. Get their addresses. Get some envelopes and get this thing out. Yeah, Google it.
Okay.
Do it. You're going to do it, right?
Okay, I'll start doing it.
I want to see you going to the post office. Better take a picture.
I have stamps. I buy them at Kroger.
I want to see the pictures. I don't trust you. I want to see the pictures. You have to take them with you.
Do you have to go all the way to the post office for that?
I think you do because it's special postage for a big... How big is this book? How many pages?
300 and...
Yeah. You're going to have to go to the post office to mail five of those out. And you?
I'll set a goal, right?
What's the goal?
So that I will... I don't know. What should I... Like, I'll submit five pieces in this time that we're, like, laid off.
So what do you want to do? What, your dream job? That's a good question. What's your dream job?
I would love to just write.
just to write? Like,
I do.
Books or articles or
articles. What? I love doing like little articles and like short submissions, but then I've always wanted to write like a series of children's books. So
there you
someday
go.
That'll be my, but I haven't done that yet, but I have the whole idea of what the series will be about. So
you already have it in your mind.
I do. I have like several books in my mind of how this will go. So, and I have for years, I just never really have started to get that down.
So today's the day.
Maybe.
Just always remember 3/20/2020 was the day. It's a good day to start.
3/20/2020.
Yep. First day of spring.
Oh, so like yesterday. New beginnings.
New beginnings.
Spring yesterday. And new beginnings.
Spring was yesterday.
There's a whole bunch of conflict on this.
I agree. That is a really weird thing. It's never the 19th. It's always the... I said the same thing. It's always the 21st.
Boy, some lady wanted to chew my head off this morning for saying that, but
so
whatever.
So why is it the 19th? Because of the 29th of February?
That's what people say, but it's the 21st.
Yeah, that's too many days ahead
anyway.
It's
tomorrow.
I don't know.
So you are going to mail this thing out. And what's your dream job?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Writing... We went over this before.
Not on the air.
Yeah, we did. Didn't we on the podcast?
I don't know if we...
Because really I said I think it'd be fun to work behind the scenes of like a morning TV
I don't think
show.
You've ever said that.
She said this... I think she said it at work one
time. I've heard that
at
work.
Because you wanted to be the person like behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Not the person in front of the camera.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I would like
so
that.
So why aren't we doing this?
Because I'm not moving anytime soon. I can't move.
This world's not like that anymore. This world is internet. This world is YouTube. This world is Netflix and all that. You can do a show from anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You just create it.
Create it.
Create it. That's what somebody behind the scenes does.
Mm, yeah. But no writing. I always think of kids' books, too. But definitely writing books. Mine's probably like young adult.
Now, your story, without giving too much away, well, you told me one day.
Coming of age.
Dirty
dancing.
Here we all, man. Coming of age. I still don't know what that means.
We're going to sit down. We're going to have, you know what? We should do a podcast review of like Dirty Dancing, all these movies you haven't seen that you haven't, and we're going to make you watch it start to finish.
I don't think I ever have.
I know. This is what I'm saying.
I'm sure I haven't, matter of fact.
I mean, do you even know she carried a watermelon?
No, I don't know what that is.
Baby was in the corner?
I don't know about that
Nobody
either.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
No. All I know, it's about a dance teacher. That's really what I know. And I know the guy from Law and Order was in it.
But I think you're really messed up on what it's about.
Yeah, he is not the main character.
Listen, I know that allegedly there's something about a dance move. I don't...
You're convinced that the bad guy is the dance instructor, but he was not the bad guy.
How much older was he than the girl?
In the movie, he wasn't.
Like,
he was like
maybe 5 years.
A little bit. Yeah, it wasn't a big difference.
Now, was the girl was dating a guy, right?
No.
She was single.
Her dad wanted her to be with like the good guy.
Okay, but that's how they do it
but
in the
South. But they weren't dating.
When is this movie set?
Is it
the 80s?
69.
60s, yeah.
Okay, well, that was how they did it back then. You know, you were betrothed to somebody.
I don't think that was in the 60s.
Was it 69 or 62? I can't remember. She says the date.
So her father wants her to date somebody with a real career.
Well, they're on this vacation. It's like a whole summer. Somebody takes a whole summer vacation.
What's the doctor? Well, no, who's she supposed to date?
The med student.
The med student.
Is the...
Not the... She's supposed to date...
Not the dance instructor.
The nephew of the owner of Kellerman's.
Oh, yeah. And then
remember?
What's Kellerman's?
Right. The place where they're staying, the hotel.
So he's got some dough.
Probably.
Okay, so the guy with the dough is where the father wants her to go. And what's her problem with this boy?
He's a
total dork.
Little twerp.
He is.
Was that important? Excuse me.
Oh, he was opening a
hotel.
Must
have had bad shoes on or something.
No, he just a bad face.
You know, flaunts his little
a
money
bad face.
Around.
Yeah, even worse, a bad face.
He didn't have a good personality.
She's not about money. She's about saving the world.
Did you just say bad face last night? The most important thing is laughter.
No, but he had like a little smart alecky face all the time.
No,
it wasn't like, his face. It was like smart
a little
alecky.
Like, what's the word? He looked like a little... I don't know.
Okay, so... She wants to date him in the beginning.
No, she never wanted to date him.
She
Her
never
dad
wanted,
wanted
to
him
date
to like
him.
Date this guy because he should have been like.
So why does she
right
want to date
guy?
The dance instructor?
She didn't want to date the dance instructor necessarily. He
so
was
he
just
put
like,
a move on her.
No, she
oh,
was
this is
helping.
Like me too. Bad. This is a bad thing. Yeah,
Are
this
we
movie.
Really recapping this movie right now? Because
well, I've never seen it.
You dog it. Stop.
Well, because I believe that's an. They show it all the time, and I'm tired of them showing it. Why don't they put things like Back to the Future on? Take this movie off.
It's a good movie.
Like
but
My Cousin Vinny. Now there, I'll watch that movie.
Billy, you're so stupid. Oh, those white men can't jump, wasn't it?
My Cousin Vinny is a great movie.
Yeah.
Great movie. What other movies? Like, there are Groundhog Day's constantly on. That's a good movie.
You know what movie we talk about work a lot because of hot, because of buns? Father of the Bride.
Father of the Bride is a great movie.
You know what scene I'm talking about? Because some big shot at the bun company got together.
Yes, it gets arrested.
Oh, that's like the best scene. Hot dog buns.
Great movie.
Yeah.
And I've seen that from beginning to end. I can tell you anything about that movie. But Dirty Dancing, no.
So what's your favorite movie?
Favorite?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you want just a good movie to, like, sit down and watch.
Didn't you say it was 42?
42, yeah.
Oh, because I've never seen that.
Well, that's because you don't have taste.
Okay. Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. Checkmate.
I don't have a favorite movie.
42 is great. Father of the Bride is great, now that I think about it.
Those are good movies.
Good movies. Mm-hmm. What's another movie I like? Back to the Future 2, which I just watched yesterday. I thought that was a great movie. Happy ending. I like it. There's no... You know, for being... I think a lot of people consider that sci-fi. It's got a story.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, all special effects. And it's not even a romance.
I always liked Michael J. Fox.
Mm-hmm. What's the... It didn't do very well, but I love Doc Hollywood.
Yeah, I love Doc Hollywood.
Great movie.
Secret of My Success.
Good movie. Good movie. Mm-hmm. Trying to think of another movie that he did that I really liked. But Back to the Future and Doc Hollywood are great movies.
Doc Hollywood's cute.
Doc Hollywood, I thought, would be a bigger success than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because it had a lot of good actors in it.
Yeah.
It was a good story,
mm-hmm.
funny movie, but didn't do so well.
I always like movies with that old little town mm-hmm. feel to it. Like, well, I love it.
I like the idea that, see, that's a real life story there. That mm-hmm. you think you're on the path to something, and then you find out that's not really what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
Doesn't it look Sweet Home Alabama?
I don't like that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that at the movie. I went with somebody to see that at the movies, and that's an awful.
You associate it with the person then and not the movie. Because the movie is really good.
No, the movie's awful.
Or Hope Floats. That's another little small town
movie. I love Hope Floats.
I've never seen Notting Hill. But the library's closed now, so I can't get the movie. I don't know where you get this
Stream it.
Oh, is it streamable? Is it on the Roku?
Yes.
Oh, the Roku and the Facebook.
Hook it up to the Facebook, and maybe the Roku will play a movie for you.
Dying here.
Oh, that's
you should
awful.
Be able to find it on there. Do you what do you watch on the Roku?
Shut up.
The Hulu or like the Netflix? I'm not sure.
The Disney Plus.
Actually, that has some other movies on it, so maybe.
Disney Plus is good. Frozen 2 just came out. That's a good movie.
So, can I get this movie? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
Where is it?
Do you have Amazon Prime?
Is it on Amazon Prime?
Prime Movies, maybe.
You can or rent it for like $2.99.
What's the other thing that's so popular now? I was going to down.
Which one?
Oh, what's the other popular one? Not Netflix, but the other one that everybody gets.
Hulu.
No, not Hulu. I don't think it's Hulu.
Apple TV?
No.
YouTube?
No. I have YouTube. It's
another one.
Yeah, it's got like a bunch of old TV shows, a bunch of movies, but you have to have a subscription.
Oh.
I don't think it's Hulu. No, it's not Hulu.
Hulu does have some. Older TV shows, though. I watch Growing Pains on it.
I like Hulu because you can get like live shows.
I like Who's the Boss, but not Growing Pains.
Weren't those like back to back?
They were. That's why I brought them up.
Like right after school and
see,
stuff?
See, we're of the age where you used to have to know what time something was on to watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you remember what was on around it.
It was like, that was on back to back.
So I would watch Who's the Boss, but not Growing Pains.
Three's Company was on right there, too, on after school.
Oh, that's before my time.
Facts of Life.
I watch Facts of Life.
Yeah.
DuckTales. I can still sing that entire song.
Do it.
I will not.
Come on.
No.
We're trying to have a fun show.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
The facts of life. You know, Charlotte Ray was a very nice woman. I interviewed her a lot.
I knew was coming.
What's true?
I did. I knew it was
why would I not bring that up?
Name drop Scott's career time.
Well, you're talking about Facts of Life.
No, I don't know if I had it in my head, but I knew it was coming.
Did you ever get to interview anyone from the Brady Bunch?
Andy Davis.
Did you really?
The maid. And I hated her. Hated her.
She wasn't nice?
God bless her. I'm glad she's gone. Mm. I did not like her. Yeah, the maid, Alice. I interviewed her, and she was living in a compound in Texas. She became a religious fanatic in the end of her life.
That's weird.
Oh, I did not like her. She was a rude, rude woman.
Really? I love that show.
If you listen to the interview, which is online, by the way, if you go to YouTube, you can catch that interview I did with Ann B. Davis. I think you just search her and me, my name, and you'll get it. But she sounds really delightful in the interview, but she was a total something else.
Well,
not my favorite person.
Maybe she was tired.
Is that why there's no pictures of her in here?
Yeah, no, Ann B. Davis. But I did put it on YouTube when she died.
Did you only interview her once?
Oh, that was once was enough.
Well, maybe she was having a bad day.
Charlotte Ray and I never had a bad day. Mrs. Garrett, we had wonderful days.
I don't think she ever had bad days, though.
Who? Mrs. Garrett?
Mrs. Garrett, yeah.
You know what was interesting about her? Because you get... Because Facts of Life was a show I had watched. Like, if I'm not a Brady Bunch person, so interviewing Ann B. Davis was... It was just a thing. But to interview somebody from a show I knew, you think they're going to be like that character, and she was the exact opposite of that character. And she liked to talk about how she's not real. Mm-hmm. People have to understand she's not real, that mothers get mad. Everybody, the line that I think I put on one of the liners was that she said, well, everybody wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett, but she's not real. Mothers get mad. She's not real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. She was very insightful. That's why she comes to my mind. Not everybody does, but she does because I thought she was insightful about that character.
Yeah.
And also about why she left the show. She said everybody told her to take the money, stay another 2 years, and she said she couldn't do it anymore. She was so depressed doing that show. She said she didn't like doing television.
Oh, yeah. I can see that.
Well, that's sad.
So sorry I had a name drop there.
You would never... No, that's okay.
That and Ann B.,
I watched. I
know what the B stood for. I learned what the B stood for.
I watched that show religiously as a kid.
Like, what a trip!
I know
was.
Every episode. That's for sure.
That's not my thing.
Well, it's you're too young for that.
I was about 10 years younger than you both, so past my time.
Yeah, definitely.
Way.
I can't
past.
Believe you never watched like Three's Company though. That was such a good show too.
Didn't like that one.
What?
Really?
No.
What's wrong with you?
It wasn't funny to
me. Jack Tripper was hilarious.
John Ritter's great. Yeah. And A Problem Child. I like that movie.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that was a good movie that he did. But no, not Three's Company. Mm. And they play it all the time, which is annoying because I can't stand it. Just not my thing.
Okay.
That stinks.
I don't like Happy Days. I don't like, even though I've interviewed her, Marion Ross, I don't like Happy Days.
I wasn't a huge fan of that one
either. I was not a big fan of Happy Days. It was okay.
I'm just going to run through people I've interviewed. You know,
okay. Here we go.
7,000 interviews later.
Here's the Scott show we were waiting on.
No, but I don't. I those were not the shows. I watched Cheers. I watched Cosby. I watched Empty Nest, which I wish they still replayed. That I love that show.
Is Mama's Family on?
Mama's Family.
I never seen it.
I interviewed her.
I love Mama's Family.
She was good.
Mm-hmm.
I liked her.
I thought that was a good show.
I always watched it.
These are the conversations people should be having right now. You know what we're going to do next hour? Since nobody's prepared anything, we're going to do the Proust questionnaire that both of you think you don't know anything about.
I would like to make my case that I didn't know I was coming here.
What's wrong with that?
You said since nobody's prepared anything.
One of the things that I was, when I looked
but
up the
But why did
topics,
you think you weren't invited? Now, what's this about?
Oh, no, I was just like joking.
Oh, good. Because I felt bad that you didn't
he
feel
said
invited.
Last night on the message, like, or this morning.
Please come.
Oh, we have so many messages. I don't.
Well, sometimes I can't read them. I'm doing a show here. And then
I know,
you're
but
like,
I love distracting you ding, while you ding. Read it. And
well,
then, like, a second, we did, because then a second later, he lets a little giggle out, and I'm like, oh,
no, no,
you
that wasn't the
that.
Reason this morning.
Whatever.
No, okay.
You did let out a giggle today, and I
giggled?
Something.
I
did. So I was like,
Well, what did you say that was funny?
I don't know.
Like when we call you out on your stuff.
Well, sometimes you say stuff that's not true, and I kind of glance, like I do now. This is what I do. Okay, like that. That's what normally happens.
On the way here, when you told me to Google topics, though, back to this, I really did look.
Oh,
up
I'm glad you
like
got ready about 5 minutes before the show.
Well, because today I would like hit a wall. Like what I was looking up like
you
a year
hit a
ago.
Wall?
Yeah.
Just, oh, looking for topics.
Yeah.
3 minutes. Go ahead.
But what?
We're coming back though. By the way,
have?
This is a real radio show. There's breaks.
So
in
anyway,
this thing.
I Googled what it was like that was happening a year ago, and then I was like, well, think of a happier
time.
Like what was happening right now? Like that was like. Was a happier time. Like when you think of better times, it's like when you're a child. It's like 80s, 90s type things. And these shows are what we were just talking about.
Well,
like
why don't we talk about them then?
No, I agree. Like it takes us back to like a happier time.
Yeah, but my reference to a lot of these things now is that I've talked to some of these people.
Well, you don't really talk about anything unless it happened like a really long time ago usually.
What does that mean?
Your movie quotes are from the 30s or 40s.
Well, I don't write those out.
You should.
It's not like I longhand
more
them.
Current ones. But, I mean, you're with me on this.
Yeah,
they're all printed off things. I hate to tell you, but my trivia questions are not my own.
What is this questionnaire again?
Yeah, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to do the Proust questionnaire, which Dr. Proust, I believe, came up with this, and it's just questions that are supposed to tell a little bit about your personality. They're very open-ended questions, and I'll give you a few here. So think about them during the break. Yeah, like what's your idea of perfect happiness? What's your greatest fear? What's the trait you most deplore in yourself?
Have you answered any of these?
No, I won't answer any of these. That's what makes me the moderator.
Oh my goodness.
And we've got 35 of these, so we're gonna have a good time for the next hour.
Oh my! How many do we have to answer?
35.
Your calendar is Mars.
What are you looking? Listen, people can't see this room. This is radio.
This is one of my ugliest faces, by the way.
If I could have just snapped a picture of your face.
This is on my list.
Marzo, is that Spanish?
Yes, it's Spanish.
Okay. I took French.
It says March, though.
Yeah, but it's funny. It's Spanish first, then March.
This studio is on my list while I'm off. Do you get somebody to get all of this down there so I have some space to work with?
I mean, and what are you going to do?
Spruce it up. I'm going to make it look like a professional place.
Dust. Oh, I'm sorry. This is so unprofessional.
We're going to dust.
You're going to dust?
And a new tablecloth.
Don't get rid of... see, you'll knock a cord out. And that's the whole problem with
that. No, I dust at Stewart's all the time.
If we go off the air in the next couple of weeks, you'll know why.
You can at least blow some air on that. And
yeah, do the air duster. Blow.
You got a lot of hot air.
Work. I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
Get a blow dryer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well... we're going to pause for news and weather here, and I hope you enjoyed Tracy Kinsler.
It's cold outside.
That's a nice weather report. We'll hire you as a weather person.
Hey, it just dropped literally 25 degrees.
It did in 2 hours.
It's spring.
And it's very windy.
It's spring. We're going to do the Proust questionnaire on the other side of this. We're going to explain to Abby who Jane Pauley is. That's from last night.
I know who Jane Pauley
is. I promise to give all truthful answers to this questionnaire.
Well, they better be truthful.
After a long day of working and...
during the 12-minute break here, we're going to swear these two in under oath and come back with the Proust questionnaire, which everybody knows. It's from Variety, I think, is the magazine it's in every month. Everybody knows the Proust questionnaire.
I don't buy magazines.
I stay up with the trades.
They're too expensive.
We're coming back in 15 minutes. Michelle and Abby in Friday Night Live, and it is live, and we're going to have fun and not talk about you know what. So stay tuned. We're coming back in 15.
So it's pretty much ended up sounding the same. I'll tell you one quick story. My wife and I were having dinner in a restaurant. My wife said something funny, and